Today is the 14th of October 1982. My name is Carlos Miguel Allende, and I am known as Carl M. Allen. This is an interview on ufology and the propulsion systems involved in that could actually propel UFOs and flying saucers. And we hear reading the difference between flying saucers of earthly Canadian manufacture and UFOs of logically being as flying saucers are manufactured by Avro Manufacturing Company. Avro Avionics Corporation, beg your pardon. Avro Avionics Corporation, Toronto, Canada. It's a UFO is logically or therefore of extraterrestrial manufacture and origin. But this interview might take an entirely different turn, I don't know. Anyway, this is the difference between, and it's first, for the very first time, it's a historic document, shows that not only the difference between flying saucers and UFOs, but it tells about this whole thing right here. It says, one criticism I'd like to develop more fully is the concept of developing the difference between flying saucers versus Canadian manufacture and UFOs of extraterrestrial manufacture, of logically extraterrestrial manufacture. I have previously reviewed with you in lengthy correspondence my researches of a quarter of a century, during which I discovered through comparative measurement studies under high ocular magnification that between the Department of Defense photographs and the Air Force photographs, and also between one set or group of each agency's photographs, 7 years apart, there is all too quite clearly many, and there are many, engineering signs of continuing modification, sophistication, and design improvements in the engineering of what each government agency stated was, oh, it's merely nothing more than an artist's drawing of the real vehicle. Well, they had a real vehicle, evidently and logically, through which the artist drew. And so then they gave up paying the artist and started using photographs. One used photographs of the real vehicle, the other used photographs of an artist drawing, and later on they used photographs only, fired the artist. This is what he can tell you that, too. This research clearly reveals that the flying saucers of Avro Avionics Corporation Limited of Toronto, Ontario, Canada, are not only quite real, but also that their aerodynamicity and propulsion systems are being improved. It is, therefore, that it is too easily perceived, logically perceived, that they are still yet being built. And then
But there are UFOs which have the saucer-like shape, and aside from this Canadian experimental craft, I mean, don't you, you have run across
It's that. Not experimental. If you read on further, still yet being built, 27 or 33 years later on, and they've been being still yet manufactured all those years, as long ago as it says right there in that article by Professor Gray Barker, that common sense logic will tell you they've been continually manufactured all those many long years. And they're not an Air Force thing, as it says there. They are United States Army and Canadian Army, and to some small extent Canadian Air Force, under NORAD, N-O-R-A-D, the North American Treaty Organization, Regional Defense, you know. NORAD, which has its headquarters in Colorado Springs. And this is why you have in instances where there's just ordinary people, farmers, finding what's really a flying saucer. It's not at all, in no way, a UFO. Run across to someone, and this has happened more than several times throughout all over the world. Which, they say, we've had a minor breakdown, we're just fixing it, repairing the our vehicle. Don't worry about any damage, you know. And they are usually rather careful to not damage any crops when something, you know, in ordinary landings. But in such cases like this, of course, that can't be observed. I mean, you know, the politeness and courtesy, considerateness can't be observed, and so they land wherever the heck this thing falls, and they always speak English. And someone says, oh, come, now, really, it's just, that's preposterous. Absolutely absurd, you know. And so, it's a bias, you know, psychological bias. You're seeing things, hallucinating. But the ionic propulsion system of a major, the aeronautical genius, a major Alexander de Sviversky, has such a very high degree of functionality that in its more sophisticated, refined, and more fully developed version, it has long ago been incorporated into the anti-ballistic missiles of the Sprinton and Spart anti-ballistic missiles. So that's why they said, we're not even sure that it'll work, you know, those brigadier generals. But the scientists...